It's so important now because, like you said, they're not on our establishment. They are coming and going. So it's just so important that we make those little touch points special with a smile, with a wave, with eye contact, because all those little touch points you have through like going through a restaurant, I mean, you don't have that. You just have very, very few. And people are so starved for attention that we really have an opportunity to make someone smile, make just their day a little bit better to where they keep coming back to us because they know they're going to be treated just, like human beings.
What's up, Zach Oates here, author, entrepreneur, and customer relationship guru. Welcome to Give an Ovation, growth strategies for restaurants and retailers, where we find industry leaders to share their secrets to grow your business. This podcast is sponsored by Ovation, the actionable guest feedback tool that works on or off premise and is easy, real time, and actually drives revenue. Learn more at ovationup.com. Welcome everyone to another edition of Give an Ovation. I am joined by Kelly Laub. Kelly, for those of you who don't know her, she is the hospitality trainer at restaurantowner.com. She's been there for almost 10 years. She's also been a trainer and director at other restaurant concepts. And I actually got introduced to Kelly because I was on one of her webinars, was blown away. Her content, her presentation, as you could just see, just like looking at her, she's happy, bubbly, the kind of person that you want to either be in your restaurant or train the people at your restaurant. So Kelly, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So Kelly, first of all, tell us a little bit about what does restaurantowner.com do?
Absolutely. So restaurantowner.com is a website for independent restaurant operators and provides all the training, all the templates, both front of house and back of house, just to help independent succeed because they don't have those resources.
Yeah. So it's kind of like if you were to take, like an HR firm or training service at like a big restaurant group, they've got people that are doing that. They've got a team. You've basically, yes, by putting all of those services in one place, they're able to tap into all of that as if they were part of kind of this bigger group, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. And why did you guys, because there's a few of you there at restaurantowner.com. So why did you guys start restaurantowner.com? What's the story there?
So my dad was a CPA and was like, I'm ready to be my own boss. And so he was working at a restaurant at the time and doing their financials and was like, independent restaurants don't have all the tools that I'm providing this company. There's just a huge niche that has not been filled. And that's when the internet started coming out, forever ago. And he started putting his content online and people just loved it and started subscribing. And that's kind of where it took off.
Very cool. And so you were involved in the very beginning of this?
I was very young at the time, but as soon as I was in like my mid-teens, I started working for the company.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So as soon as they weren't going to get sued by like child labor laws, right?
Yeah, right. I was doing stuff on the side.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So Kelly, something interesting in your webinar, you gave a great webinar all around resolving customer concerns and what happens when customers come and they're super frustrated. My question is, why is that more important now than ever before? I was reading an article that was talking about how customer service, customer experience, and I use the word customer because for the most part, they're not guests coming into our home and us serving them food, but it's turned into much more transactional relationship. Why is that guest experience, customer experience more important now than it's ever been?
It's so important now because like you said, they're not on our establishment. They are coming and going. So it's just so important that we make those little touch points special with a smile, with a wave, with eye contact, because all those little touch points you have through like going through a restaurant, I mean, you don't have that. You just have very, very few. And people are so starved for attention that we really have an opportunity to make someone smile, make just their day a little bit better to where they keep coming back to us because they know they're going to be treated just, you know, like human beings.
Yeah. And like, you know, one thing about that is as dining rooms are opening, closing, my wife and I went out on a date last week, and at the restaurant, I saw the manager that was going up and doing like regular table touches. Mm-hmm. And as the manager approached, the people at the table like had a visceral actual like, you know, like stepping, like sitting away.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want that manager just all up in them, right?
Yeah.
So how do you do, first of all, let's talk about the in-store experience and then let's talk out-store.
Yeah.
In-store, what would you recommend as the new table touch? How do you do a table touch when people are feeling like physically uncomfortable a lot of times?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that plays into body language. So if I was a manager and I was walking over a table and I could see them visibly doing this, I'm just going to wave and just keep walking. I'm not going to impose myself on them. Because at the end of the day, service is tailored to the guest. So if they want to talk to a manager, I'm available. But if they don't, it's okay. I can just give a friendly nod and wave and then keep going.
Yeah, I like that. That reminds me a lot of Danny Meyer. He talks about that.
Yes.
A lot about reading the room and seeing are they there in a business meeting and want to not be bothered? Are they there in kind of an awkward first date and they need some entertainment, right? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
So what kinds of things do you look for as you're approaching a table? What are some telltale signs that would lead managers in today's restaurant world to know how to handle the situation?
Yeah, so I would say when walking up to a table, like, are they in deep conversation? Because if so, they probably don't want to speak to a manager. I've been a server as well. Whenever I go up to a table, if they're not looking at me, then I'm not needed at the table kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of keep going and I just have my eyes on the entire floor. And as a manager, I really believe that restaurant operators have like a sixth sense where they know what people want, you know? So I would almost just say like, trust your gut as well as look at where their eyes are going. And even if they do a slight shift, I would just wave and walk.
If it was what? Say it one more time.
If they give a slight shift, like if they turn their body away from you, like I don't want to engage, I would just be respectful of that. But isn't that such a different concept than what we had before March? I mean, that's just, it's crazy.
Right. I know that the table touch is still something that's important.
Yes.
But I think it requires a much higher sense of EQ, that emotional intelligence. Whereas before it was just, okay, run through the steps, you know, before they are asked about dessert, make sure the manager comes over 5 minutes after they had their food or whatever it is, right? Now it's a lot more, you know, assessing, looking. And so I love that of really training the managers, training the staff to be more observant. Look at the eyes, look at the body language. I think it makes a lot of sense. Now, in terms of outside the four walls, so let's talk about that. How do you still maintain, how do you still figure out what to do and how do you maintain that, get giving someone a smile when they're not there?
Yeah. I mean, I think with, do you want me to do like delivery, like speak into that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Let's talk. So delivery, if you're going to someone's home, I mean, even if you're wearing a face mask, you can tell a genuine smile by the little creases that form on the outside of your eye, as well as your vocal tone. So is your vocal tone friendly and warm and welcoming, or is it, hi, I have your meal. It's going to be $20. And I mean, if you could tip, that'd be great. You know,
like, yeah.
What kind of reaction do you want to have? Because those touch points are very limited. So you have your service side of making sure the order's correct, their credit card information's taken, you're delivering it to the right home. But that hospitality aspect, how do you want them to feel when they interact with you? And let's say it's contactless delivery. You can write a little thank you note on the side of their order, or you can do like a little card or throw some mints in there. Just anything to make them feel special.
I love that because that really is what it's all about, right? When you're The hospitality is the making them feel special.
Yeah.
The food is and the service is like what you do, but the hospitality is how they feel. They love that. Looking at those touch points. And I love that idea too about writing the notes. I think that that is really powerful, especially in such a technology-driven world.
Yeah.
Making sure that you put a little, you humanize it a little bit.
Yeah, and I would also say that's so fun for the team to do. Like, I got to do that, like write little personalized messages, thanks for supporting us, and then using their name on that too. That has a wow factor.
Wow. I mean, just saying that wowed me. Yeah, no, I think that, I'm just thinking about how I would feel if someone came and delivered my PF Chang's or whatever, and there was a handwritten note saying, Zach, thank you so much from the manager. I mean, I still remember Square. This was back when Square had very first started, and I got one of the chip readers. I was one of the first batch of people that got a chip reader, and it came in one of those cardboard CD boxes that you would like put just like a single disc CD in it. It was like super janky, but there was a sticky note that said, Zach, thank you so much for being a part of Square. And I looked at it and I shined it in the light and it was handwritten.
Wow. You know, like,
but I still remember that.
Yeah.
And I think, and it still has good memories no matter how much people say that they don't like their POS, but I remember that moment with Square. I think that's awesome. Now, something in the webinar that really caught my attention was you asked everyone a question. And I don't even know if you remember this, but you asked everyone a question, which was, once you give feedback, what is the thing that you want to feel once you've given feedback? And do you remember what like the overwhelming response was?
Was it the thanking guests?
It was
making them feel appreciated.
Yeah, it was making them, the word that everyone like typed in was they wanted to feel heard.
Yes, that is so important.
Yeah, so tell me, how do you help someone feel heard?
Yeah, okay, so from the body language aspect, you know, if we're face-to-face with them, it's making sure that our feet are facing away because my attention's over there. So always make sure that your body's facing the guest. You're making eye contact with them. Whenever they're explaining something, I kind of do a slight head nod, not aggressively, but just a slight one just to show like visually I understand. And it's just about closing your mouth and just listening, and not just listening to the words, but to the emotions behind the words.
Yeah. Well, do you have any examples of how you've been able to defuse potentially really bad situations?
Yes. Yes, I do. So I had one gentleman, I walked up and immediately, you could tell he was kind of in a mood. And he's like, I want the Southern Junkie biscuits. And I said, my apologies. Unfortunately, the kitchen's out of it right now. However, you know, people who like this also like this. He was like, you guys are just making me mad. And I was like, okay.
Uh-oh.
So that was just, so in my head, a little light bulb goes on that says, I need to be extra sweet to this person, extra kind. I need to make them feel heard. And I just need to be a little slower in my pace so they can tell that I'm not rushing them. But there have been countless times when people have been upset about something, and just the act of acknowledging their emotions, making them feel heard as a human being and not just like as another order, another guest at one of my tables, really, really has a disarming effect.
Yeah, so I love that. And so how do you recommend handling an unhappy guest? Let's say someone, I mean, for the purpose of this, right? Someone uses Ovation and texts in, hey, I'm like super upset because I waited, you know, an hour for my DoorDash and you missed two of my four items. Like, how do you even begin to respond to that? Because it's like, what are you going to do? Like, send another order?
Yeah, and I think that is, like, when you're first doing that, it's like, oh my gosh, there's an issue, freeze, what do I do? But I would just, you know, the three steps of handling a guest complaint are to acknowledge, apologize, and act. So I would repeat what they said. You know, my understanding is that you didn't get two items of your order. I apologize. That's unacceptable and not the kind of experience that we want you to have. Here's what we can do. And then based off your restaurant and you know, what you have available, you could offer them a free appetizer when they came in or have it sent right off the bat. But people aren't used to getting a response. So I just think the act of responding and the act of apologizing and hearing someone out, they're like, oh, there's actually a person behind the screen. You know, there's someone who wants to help me.
Yeah. And I don't know about the data that you found, but from research that we've done, that some of your most likely candidates to become loyal long-term customers are ones where they had a bad experience that you made right.
Yes. And I love that too, because you can almost get ahead of the issue by, you know, a server reading the table and seeing if they're kind of unhappy. And you can be extra cautious so that you know you can really like create a loyal fan out of this. You know, if you hit all the points right, or if something goes wrong and you go above and beyond to fix it, you're right. I mean, those are your loyal people. And I found that those are my favorite people to serve, because once they're happy, man, they're happy and they're telling people about your restaurant.
Right. Because when someone is happy, they tend to share it with a couple of people. Mm-hmm. But when someone's mad, they share it with like a ton more people, right?
Yes.
Which is why I love that concept of making sure that you can write the last story, mm-hmm. you know, write the last chapter, because if you make it right and you do so in a good way, then even when they share that bad experience, they have to share the ending, which is that you made it right and you did a good job. Like the story of the beetle being in the salad. And then the next day, this is one of the governors, and the next day he went to a different one of Danny Meyer's restaurants, and Danny Meyer heard about it, was really upset. So he got a little piece of paper, gave him a salad, and got a little piece of paper, folded it up and wrote Ringo on it and gave it back and said, hey, just to let you know that we don't only serve beetles at that one restaurant.
Oh my gosh.
And so now whenever that governor had to tell the story of getting a beetle in his salad, he had to say, and guess what happened the next day?
Yeah. Right?
Like making it right. And making it right and making it whole allows for them to have that confidence that one, it was an anomaly. Two, you care about them.
Yeah. That's awesome. I really like that story. I haven't heard that one.
So as part of this new normal, what things do you think are going to forever change about guest experience?
You know, I think safety and sanitation are top priority. I think making people feel welcome and calm and just safe in your restaurant is very important. You know, in terms of like all the little things, I'm not sure what's going to change, but I know the guest mentality toward restaurants will change. And I mean, at the forefront of their mind now, they're like, is this safe? Are we 6 feet apart from the table next to us? I think it's there's going to be a much more cautious approach. And it depends on your age too. You know, young ones are the ones going out now. And like my dad won't even go out. He's like, we're doing takeout.
Yeah.
Takeout's gotten more popular. And I think after this, everyone's going to keep that takeout and delivery options, which I was part of a fine dining restaurant group, and we've never done takeouts, you know, because the experience is being in the restaurant, right? But now they're like, nope, we're doing takeouts. We're doing everything because this is what the guests want now.
And I think that's really key, right? Is being able to think about what does the guest want? Mm-hmm. Being able to have that channel so that you can get that feedback of what are you doing that makes the guest feel safe? What are you doing that's making them, you know, emotionally or physically back up? Mm-hmm. And I think that with people like you, you're such a conversationalist, right? And you are very outgoing and friendly. And mm-hmm. so you're the thing, you're the type of person that everyone's looking for to run the front of house. And so the question is, how do you translate that in a digital world where they can't see you? And I think that these things that you're talking about, you know, because dining rooms, some of them are going to open back up, they're going to close. But then, like you said, some people aren't going to feel comfortable going back out mm-hmm. for a long time. But they're still going to get the food. And I love these suggestions that you've made to overcome that. So I guess lastly, as we're looking, as you're kind of looking at the restaurant community, what would be like your main piece of advice that you would give to any listeners or viewers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm big on enthusiasm in the restaurant, positivity, those good vibes, because right now people are scared. People are hurting and they want to go to a place that makes them smile. They want to get out of their routine. So I think just training your staff to make eye contact with guests, to smile, even if you have a mask on, you know, pay attention to the corners of their eyes, the creases of their eyes. And just having this welcoming environment. And then in terms of if you're doing delivery, you know, they still may be interacting with one of your staff for just a few seconds, but those few seconds, I mean, it takes less than half a second for a first impression to be formed. So yeah. Every second is so, so key. And also paying attention to the words you're using. So if you're doing delivery, you can do, thank you, I'm so excited you chose to, you know, order takeout with us tonight. Just using very enthusiastic, friendly, warm, welcoming words. I mean, because that conveys on paper, even though, you know, we're in the people industry, we'd rather see each other. But, yeah.
Love that. So Kelly, here are my takeaways. One, I love that service is tailored to guests, right? Mm-hmm. Train on body language, train on looking at the eyes, because when people come into the restaurant, they're going to do so with trepidation. Two, look at all of the touch points in all of the channels and figure out how do you want your guests to feel and how do you make them feel that way. Love that writing note idea. Third, when your guests do give you feedback, make sure they feel heard. Acknowledge that they said something. Respond to them. Four, I love your three steps to handle a negative situation, which is acknowledge, apologize, and act. Love those three A's there. And then lastly, I love that last piece of advice is put out those good vibes.
Yes.
People are looking for the, you know, they're looking for the helpers, right? Like Mr. Mm-hmm. Rogers would say. And they're looking for that uplift. So awesome. Kelly, thank you again for coming on. How do people find you, follow you, or restaurantowner.com?
Yeah, so I'm on LinkedIn under Kelly Lau, of course, my name. And then if you go to r.com or restaurantowner.com, we have training videos. We have a full resource of information.
Okay, awesome. So check out restaurantowner.com. And today's ovation goes to you, Kelly, for putting out so many good vibes in this world because, man, everyone knows that we need it. So thank you for coming on. Thank you for being you, Kelly. Thank you for helping out these restaurants.
Thank you, Zach. It was a pleasure.
Glad you're with us today, and thank you. Thank you to the risk takers, the troublemakers, the crazies who are keeping this world clothed and fed. You're the ones who deserve an ovation. Again, this podcast was sponsored by Ovation. To see how we can help you grow your business, go to ovationup.com. Don't forget to subscribe. And as always, remember to give someone in your life an ovation today.